Welcome to tonight's soothing sleep story, marking the beginning of our enchanting journey through 21 days of magic, wisdom, and unconditional love with Rumi. Tonight and for the nights to come, I invite you to embark on a gentle exploration into the heart of the divine. Rumi's words carry a sacred resonance that transcends mere understanding. They speak directly to the depths of our souls, bypassing the chatter and the logic of our mind, resonating with the pure essence of our entire being. In his wisdom, Rumi reminds us that the heart is the gateway to divine union, urging us not to shrink from the boundless possibilities that are available to us within our own life. In these uncertain times, Rumi's teachings, they resonate more deeply than ever. Though he lived centuries ago, his spirit remains vibrant and alive, continuing to guide humanity towards spiritual liberation and a deeper understanding into the mysteries of existence. Tonight's sleep story, it invites you to get lost into another world, to drift into the tranquil embrace of sleep, allowing yourself to be embodied by Rumi's timeless wisdom and unconditional love. So open your heart to the magic that awaits within his words, and let his gentle guidance lead you towards a state of deep relaxation and inner peace. For in the stillness of the night, amongst the whispers of the universe, it is then that we find solace and serenity in the eternal wisdom of Rumi's sacred teachings. So come join me on this enchanting journey. Together we will navigate the realm of dreams, where time knows no bounds and imagination reigns supreme. It is a sacred place where the wisdom of the ancient whispers softly in the night. It is here amongst the ethereal tapestry of the cosmos that we find ourselves drawn into the luminous presence of Rumi, the mystical poet whose words transcend the boundaries of time and space. To begin our journey into a peaceful slumber tonight, let's take a moment to prepare our sleeping space, turning it into a cozy retreat of tranquility and peace. Prepare your room to be a haven of relaxation by attending to the smaller details, perhaps opening a window to welcome in the gentle evening breeze, maybe turning on a salt lamp, lighting some soothing incense, or maybe placing crystals nearby for their calming energy. And when you're ready, nestle snugly under your blankets, allowing them to envelop you in a cocoon of warmth, nurture, and comfort. When you're ready, close your eyes and begin by taking a deep breath in through your nose, allowing the air to fill your lungs. And in your own time, exhale slowly and completely, releasing any tension, stress, or worry. With each breath, feel yourself surrendering more deeply to this present moment, letting go of the cares and the worries of your day. Focusing on your breath, sensing the comforting support of the mattress beneath you as you gradually soften and relax every part of your body. Release the tension from your forehead, your cheeks, and jaw. Allowing a wave of relaxation to cascade down through your entire being, traveling from your neck to your chest, your shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers. Softening your hips, releasing any tension held in your back. Relaxing your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and feet. Breathing in deeply and exhaling completely. Softening, surrendering, releasing. Allow your breath to become your anchor, guiding you into a state of deep relaxation and a space of stillness. Allow yourself to rest within this tranquil space, allowing the rhythm of your breath to guide you into a state of serene tranquility and stillness. Feel the gentle caress of the evening breeze as it dances through the air, carrying with it the fragrance of jasmine, rose, and sandalwood. Allow yourself to be cradled by the soft embrace of the night, surrendering to the gentle currents of relaxation that wash over you. Now visualize yourself in the heart of Barcelona. It is twilight. The rhythm and the colour of the city life, it comes alive, echoing through the cobblestone lanes and vibrant plazas, where through the scent of citrus blossoms and the melody of Spanish guitars, one discovers a soulful city that is abundant with passion and possibility. From the whimsical curves of Gaudi's architecture to the timeless beauty of Gothic cathedrals, Barcelona calls with a kaleidoscope of colours and cultures. Where the Mediterranean Sea whispers secrets to the shore, lies a city that dances between history and innovation. A symphony of dreams waiting to be explored. In the heart of the bustling city, where the streets sung with the rhythm of life, there lived a young woman named Maya. Despite the vibrant energy that surrounded her, Maya often felt a sense of disconnection from the world around her. She longed for something more, something deeper that would fill the void within her soul. While wandering through the bustling city streets and the twilight farmers market, Maya stumbled upon a quaint little bookstore tucked away in a quiet corner. Its weathered facade, it whispered tales of centuries past. Adorned with ivy-clad arches and windows that gleamed with the warm glow of antique lamps. The antique black iron sign that stood out front of the building, it read, "The Enchanted Bookshop." As the sun dipped low on the horizon, casting a golden hue upon the cobblestone streets, the big red doors of the Enchanted Bookshop, it invited weary travellers and curious souls to step inside and to discover the treasures that lay within. Intrigued, Maya stepped inside the charming bookshop. She was greeted with the scent of ancient parchment paper and ink, mingled with the aroma of freshly brewed coffee that wafted from a cozy corner cafe nestled behind the shelves. The thick oak timber shelves, they were a labyrinth of literary wonders, stretching from floor to ceiling and overflowing with books of every shape, size, and genre imaginable. Each book, it seemed to whisper secrets of distant lands and forgotten tales, beckoning readers to lose themselves in their pages and to embark on adventures, journeys, and lost worlds that went beyond their wildest dreams. In one corner of the bookstore, beneath a canopy of twinkling fairy lights, stood a towering bookcase adorned with a sign that read, "Mystical Tales." And here amongst these leather-bound volumes and dusty manuscripts lay the stories of wizards and warriors, fairies and dragons, waiting to enchant those who dared to seek their magic. Looking through a big arch window to the outside world, Maya noticed that darkness now cloaked the bustling cobblestone streets as she admired the twilight sky that was painted with hues of gold and pink. Looking out through the window, her soul sighed with a sense of quietness as she watched the first evening star begin to twinkle above the busy streets. Watching on the busyness of the streets, Maya felt a sense of tranquility descend upon her as she witnessed the gentle hum of evening life. From the rooftop terraces adorned with cascading bougainvillea to secluded squares that were bathed in golden soft lamplight. The first evening star, it casted an ethereal glow upon the city, illuminating the way for lovers strolling hand in hand and dreamers lost in contemplation. In this magical moment, as day gives way to night, Maya could not help but marvel how Barcelona revealed its timeless beauty, inviting all who connect with its heartbeat to pause, to savor, and to become present with the soul that the city holds. As Maya continued to look through the window at the night sky, she took a moment of pause, a sacred, mindful moment, to make a wish and dream upon the sparkling, bright evening star that danced in the sky outside. As the evening fell, the enchanted bookshop, it seemed to come alive with an energy all to its own. Books whispered to one another in hushed tones, their pages rustling with excitement as they waited to be read by curious minds. And in the heart of it all, amongst the shelves of wonders and the soft glow of lamplight, stood the proprietor of the enchanted bookshop. An elderly gentleman with twinkling blue eyes and a gentle smile, who seemed to possess a wisdom that transcended time itself. With a kind word and a knowing glance, he welcomed each visitor as if they were an old friend, offering them a warm cup of coffee and a cozy nook in which to lose themselves within the pages of their chosen adventure. As Maya perused the shelves, her eyes fell upon a collection of ancient manuscripts. Their pages were yellowed with age. And among them, Maya noticed a worn, leather-bound volume that was adorned with intricate designs and golden lettering. Curious, she picked it up and opened its pages, revealing the mystical poetry of Rumi, the beloved Sufi mystic whose words had captivated hearts for centuries. As Maya immersed herself in the pages of Rumi's poetry, she felt a spark ignite within her, as though the words were whispering directly to her soul, stirring something deep and forgotten within her being. With each verse, she discovered timeless wisdom and sacred truths. As she read the words, Raise your words, not your voice. It is the rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Rumi's words, they echoed in Maya's mind, reminding her of the power of gentleness and compassion in communication. She realized that true strength lies not in the volume of one's voice or in the control of another, but in the grace and sincerity of their words and intention. In the words of Rumi, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Maya pondered over these profound words, understanding that love flows freely when the walls of fear and doubt are dismantled. She realized that the journey to love, it begins with oneself, by confronting and releasing the barriers that hinder its flow. She continued to read, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." Maya reflected on Rumi's poetic insight, recognizing that moments of pain and hardship are opportunities for growth and transformation. She understood that it is through embracing vulnerability and accepting life's challenges that one can invite the light of healing and wisdom into their being. As the words continued to dance on the page, she read, "Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion." Rumi's words stirred a sense of awe and wonder within Maya, reminding her of her inherent connection to the vastness of all existence. She realized that she was not merely a small and insignificant being, but she was a radiant expression of the entire universe, vibrating with energy and potential. She continued to read, "Let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray." Maya contemplated these words with a sense of liberation, understanding that true fulfillment comes from following the whispers of the heart. She resolved to embrace her deepest passions and desires, trusting that they would guide her on a path of authenticity and joy. As Maya continued to read Rumi's timeless poetry, she found herself on a journey of self-discovery and enlightenment, guided by the wisdom of his words. With each verse, she grew in understanding. She grew in grace, embodying the profound truths that Rumi so beautifully conveyed. With each verse, she was transported to a world of wonder and magic, where love and longing, they dance together in an eternal embrace. In Rumi's poetry, Maya found solace and inspiration, as if each word was a gentle reminder of the beauty that lay within her own heart. She spent countless hours lost in the pages of his mystical verses, allowing his words to awaken something deep within her own spirit. And so, as the night grew deep and the world outside faded into darkness, the enchanted bookshop remained a beacon of light and warmth in the heart of Barcelona. It was a sanctuary where imagination soared and where dreams took flight amongst the magic of literature. It was getting late. It was time for Maya to depart the bookshop and walk home. On her walk home, she purchased a hot chai from a street vendor. She sipped her hot chai mindfully as it warmed her soul and it kept her company for the walk home. Sipping the warm chai, the words of Rumi, they continued to echo and whisper through her mind. The wisdom reverberated through her heart and her soul. And it was then something beautiful began to change. Something within her begin to shift. Walking home on the cobblestone path under the magical night sky, Maya's perspective on life, it begin to change. She found herself embracing the world around her with a newfound sense of wonder and gratitude, seeing beauty in the simplest of moments. Maya gazed up at the starlit sky. She felt a sense of peace wash over her, as if Rumi's spirit was guiding her. Not only home, but also towards her true destiny. And it was in that moment that she knew that she was exactly where she was meant to be, and that the magic of Rumi's poetry would forever illuminate her path. Maya smiled, her soul sighed, as she realized that tonight she had been given the greatest gift of all. This enchanting bookshop, it held the magic of Rumi's words and the wisdom, it was her gift. She found her home. She found her connection to all that matters. She found the substance and the depth that her soul was craving. Walking the evening streets that were lit by the golden glow of lanterns, Maya carried the wisdom of Rumi's words in her heart, allowing them to guide her. to move her, to inspire her, to help her on her own sacred journey through life. And though her world at times may be filled with chaos and uncertainty, she knew that as long as she held on to the magic of Rumi, she would always find her way home. And that was her gift tonight. When Maya got home, she snuggled deep into a bed. And as the night blanketed her world in quietness, stillness, the edges of her consciousness, they blurred into the magic realms of her dreams. And Maya let the wisdom of Rumi gently serenade her to sleep. Snuggling deeper into a bed, she hugged her pillow as Rumi's timeless wisdom caressed her mind like a soft evening breeze, bringing her peace, comfort, and tranquility. As she drifted off to sleep, Rumi whispered to her, "Close your eyes and let the mind rest easy, for within the silence lies the answers that you seek." His wisdom, it gently reminded her to release any worries or burdens, and to trust in the restorative power of the sleep that awaits. Reverberating through her mind, body, and heart, the words of Rumi, "Let the beauty of what you love be what you do in your dreams." These encouraging, beautiful words of Rumi, they reminded her to carry the essence of her passions into the realm of sleep, where they can flourish and inspire. Falling into a deep surrender. Falling into a realm of sleep. In the garden of dreams, plant seeds of hope and watch them bloom into the reality of tomorrow. These words of Rumi, they echoed to her core, reminding her of the transformative potential of her dreams to shape the future that she craved. Drifting. Falling into the land of dreams. Rumi, he softly whispers, "Sleep is the mirror of your soul, reflecting the depths of your being in the tapestry of dreams." As this wisdom murmured deep within her, it invited her to explore the depths of her subconscious and uncover her sacred hidden truths. surrendering to sleep, feeling the warm embrace of the evening, feeling safe, feeling nurtured, feeling protected. Surrendering, falling, drifting, letting go, letting be. Letting the wisdom of Rumi be your companion tonight, guiding you through the night and into the dawn of a new day, where the beauty of your dreams and the endlessness of your possibilities await. Drifting, falling, falling, sleeping, softening, surrendering, falling into the magic of sleep. Good night, sweet dreams. Let Rumi guide you tonight.